奉主耶稣圣名开始星期五的查经。
Let's sing in 480.
请唱诗480首。
Let's only don't pray together and ask God's guidance.
我们一同跪下来祷告，求主的带领。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have Bible study in Book of Jeremiah.
奉主耶稣圣名，开始今晚的查经耶利米书十四章。
And Jeremiah chapter 14 today.
今天我们查考耶利米书十四章。
Jeremiah chapter 14 is this is the sixth the messages, a sermon from the Jeremiah.
这十四章呢，可以说是耶利米第六个信息，也是第六个他的讲道。
So we start from the chapter 14 verse 1 and all the way to chapter 15.
从第一节到十呃。
14 and 15, that together is one message.
其实这个第六个信息是从十四章一直到十五章结束。
First, we read chapter 14.
首先，我们先念一次十四章。
We can say each one read five verses.
请每一位念五节。
Takes turn to read. Can you?
请大家轮流。
Jeremiah chapter 14, this message is a message about the drought.
耶利米书十四章，这是一个关于干旱饥荒的信息。
The book of Genesis talk about the famines a few times.
在创世纪有讲过几次饥荒。
We know that during the time of Abraham and Isaac.
在亚伯拉罕以撒的时代。
I think this is equally the same. Since there's no rain, then nothing came out from the field.
我想这个也是类似，因为不下雨的话，那田地就没有办法长东西。
We know in the Bible there's a very famous one during the time of Elijah.
我们知道圣经还有另外一个很我们大家都很熟悉的故事，就是以利亚时代的。
Three and a half years of drought because of the northern side of Israel, they are corrupted.
因为三年半的干旱，整个国家就受到很重的苦难。
There is one another instance is during the time of David.
另外还有一个时候在大卫时代。
But actually, that drought about 3 years because of It's not because of David had wrong, but because of his father-in-law, King Saul.
当时并不是因为大卫的错，而是因为扫罗王他的岳父的错误。
If you Second Samuel chapter 21.
要是我们看撒母耳记下二十一章。
This drought is because of Gibeonites. The mention about the chapter 21 verse 1 said there was a famine in the day of David for 3 years.
在撒母耳记下二十一章第一节记载说，大卫年间有一个饥荒，一连三年。
And because of the king Saul, he shed innocent blood of Gibeonites.
这原因因为扫罗和他流人家的之地是杀死了基遍人。
So God gave three years of drought, so the David wants to find out what's going on.
因为当时大卫想要求问主原因何在。
And then find out that because of Gibeonites, and then later give if you look at verse 6 and then seven sons.The one who descendant of King Saul given to them, so they killed them and then they hanged them.
在第六节，他们就想到，求问到解决问题的，方法，就是把 扫罗的七个子孙交给他们，这样子就可以报复。
So the 3 years of drought was ended.
那之后呢？这三年的饥荒就结束了。
Drought, it's especially in the land of Canaan, it's quite often coming.
其实，在迦南地常常有饥荒。
But once getting old, I mean getting to like 3 years and 3.5 years, this is the sign of the judgment from God.
但是，要是旱灾一直连续到三年之后的话，那就是很清楚是神的审判了。
At this time, so we do not know how long this drought continues.
这个时候，在耶利米书并没有写出来有干旱多久。
So the verse 2 here mentioned about the Judah's mourns and her gate languish, and they sit on ground in mourning, that they cried of Jerusalem has ascended.
在第二节说犹大悲哀，城门败坏，众人披上黑衣，坐在地上，耶路撒冷的哀声上打。
It's quite serious enough as the people's life is really, the quality of life is deteriorated.
从这里我们就可以看出来，他们生活情况是非常糟糕了。
Rich people, so they're sending their servant to find out the water and bring the water to them.
连他们的贵族人打发家的仆人去打水的话。
Verse 3, they sending the people, but they came back with no water because of the cisterns found no water.
他们打人 派人去打水，回来却空手，因为水池里没水了。
In Israel, cistern is a very important source that these people use this water to drink and do all their life with this water.
在以色列帝国，他们这些水池是非常重要，因为他们所有的用水来源都在那里。
The cistern is a two purpose.
水池有两个。
They design it. One is from the spring water to come out and then bring this water to hold it.
他们有两个水池，有两种方法，一个是从地下的水源出来，然后他们造一个池子，把这个水存在那里。
Another one is a cistern is for the holding the water from the rains.
另外一种是他们建的池子，能够下雨的时候来积下来。
So both of the water need rain first of all.
那这两种水池呢，都需要下雨。
From the beginning, book of Jeremiah mentioned about these the cistern is has trouble.
在耶利米书首先就讲到这个水池的问题。
If you look at Jeremiah chapter 2,
我们看一下耶利米书的第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
第二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13, in this way he mentioned that in the, this is the first messages from here, so first 13.
第二章的十三节，这是耶利米的第一个信息。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, to hew of themselves a cistern. And the broken cisterns, they can hold no water.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己熬出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
So these people do not seeking a true God in their life.So we know the Lord God bring them water and they can survive. So mentioned about the fountain of living water they forsaken.
在这里，神描述自己是是自己是活水的泉源，因为这个能让人维持他们的生命，但百姓却离弃了他。
Since they forsaken the living water, then.No matter how much the deeper and bigger way of a cistern they digging out to prepare, but this one cannot hold the water.
不管他们能够挖出多深多大的池子，因为没有这个活水，也就是空的。
So this one's telling us the true blessing is not come from our own hands.
这也告诉我们，真的祝福不在 出乎我们自己双手。
It comes from the living waters. It comes from the God's hand.
而是在于神的手。
So the Jeremiah chapter 14, they sending the people and they find out the water in the cistern, but there's no water.
在耶利米书十四章这里说，他们派人去打水，却一点水没有。
The how serious the verse 4 mentioned that because the ground is cracked.
在那时候有情况有多严重呢？第四节说。地都干裂了。
Yeah, since there's no water coming from the heaven, so the farmer, they cannot do anything.
因为不再降雨，所以耕田的农夫他们也没有办法做任何事情。
So since there's no water, what they're working in the field, it seems like quite a shame. That verse 3 says.
因为他们什么都不能做，所以他们就蒙羞的抱头。
The verse 3, even the animal have a trouble for because of no water.
接下来说，连所有的野生动物都碰到很大的问题，因为它没有水喝。
So the chapter 14, verse 1 to 6, they talk about God talk about these because the word of God came to through the Jeremiah, the drought to come upon to Israel.It will be quite serious.
在这里第一节到第六节是描述耶利米告诉人民这个干旱会有多么的严重。
Yeah, chapter 14, verse 7, this is the prayer from the Jeremiah.
从第七节开始呢，就是耶利米他对神的祷告。
And this is Jeremiah, he cried out to the Lord and because these people, because of iniquity.
在这里神耶利米为人民做祷告，因为他知道是人的背道。
So the verse 8 and 9 talk about why the Lord your the tour to the Israelites. It's just like it seems like the people like in a sojourners.Not the dwellers in the land of Canaan.
第八节，耶利米描述，神就似乎一个寄居的人，他不是当地的人一样。
So God, the Jeremiah asked God to do not let your do not be as a sojourners, but be as a dweller. Like you will be with us to bless, continue to bless us. That's what he's crying at.
其实也就是耶利米他跟神求呼，愿神能够与他们同在，而不是像一个路过的人不理他们而已。
So the verse 9, last portion, do not forsake us.
Verse
9.
第九节的最后一段，在这里求神不要离开我们。
His prayer is a desperate because.At that time, the people do not listen to God.
他是非常的迫切的跟神求，因为当时的人民都不再追求神了。
Because the Jeremiah keep listening from the word of God, he proclaimed the word of God to the people. Yet people do not listen. So his crying is quite desperate and frustration within his heart too.
因为耶利米他是不断的从神那里得到信息，然后他。跟人们宣报，但是却没有人理他，也不愿没有人愿意听神的话，所以他非常的非常的焦急。
The only thing is Jeremiah can pray to God is asking for God's mercy.
所以他唯一能够祷告的就是求神怜悯。
So he remind God as he is the only hope for Israel.
他在他提醒神说，你是这个百姓唯一的。
And then the verse from Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 10 on here, eventually he talk about the false prophet.
在第十节之后呢，就讲到假先知。
And from verse 13.
十三节这里说。
Verse 13 says, "But O Lord God, I say, look, the prophets are telling there, you will not see the sword." Nor will you have a famine, but I will give you lasting peace in this place. It sounds very good, huh?
在这里，这些假先知对人们说：“你们必不看见刀剑，也不遇见饥荒。”所以听起来似乎很好。
So for false prophets, they prophesy very good things, very soothing and very comfortable words as given to the people.
假先知总是喜欢报好消息，他们讲的话大家都很爱听。
But there's no fact actually. There's no the ground of this message out of it.
但是他们所讲的信息呢，却没有任何真实的基本。
So the God talked to Jeremiah. These kind of messages is not the come from the prophet. God haven't sent them to telling to his people.
但神跟耶利米说，我并没有打发这些人，也没有吩咐他们去说这些话的。
So we know because here Jeremiah he received the word of God and also God talked to him about this first false prophet.
我们知道在这里神知道有这些假先知。
So the verse 15 said a false prophet continued to prophesy about even to use the name of God. There's no such a sword and no famine will be arrive in this land.
十五节，这里神说，他知道这些人会借着神的名说这里没有刀剑、饥荒，也不会被灭绝的。
But God talked to Jeremiah to them, say, there will be end because they will see the sword and famine.And those prophets who make the false prophet end up they perished by that.
但是神却告诉耶利米，你要跟这些假先知说，你们说不会发生的这些事情，你们都会被碰到。
So those who bring the message without from God, and then they receive the consequences.
所以这些假先知他们借神的名。讲这些假的预言，却遭到他们所说的这些灾难。
So we can say during the time of Jeremiah that people is very hard to to judge upon the what is a true messages, what is a false messages actually.
所以在这时候，我们可以看到人民他们很难辨别。什么是假预言，什么是真的预言。
Because people want to, people have a tendency to listen to the message to sweet enough and also the easily can digest and from the their point of view is easier to can take it.
在从人的角度来看呢，人总是喜欢听比较甜蜜的话，比较容易接受的话。
We know because if we love our children.
比如说，我们喜欢我们的，我们爱我们的儿女。
When they walk in the wrong path,
当他们我们看到他们走错路的时候
，Naturally we are the chastising and our disciplines, you know, reach the discipline upon to them to correct them.
很自然的，做父母的就要去改正他们，去教导他们。
Of course, because at that time, so when they receive it is not easy to take it at the beginning.
当孩子们受到父母管教的时候，开始总是很不愿意，很不喜欢的。
But then all those the bitter messages come upon to them, change their life and their path, then it is become blessing to them.
但是由于父母的管教，让他们的道路能够归正的话。后来就是他们的福气了。
Actually, God is with us to give us messages, give us a life to discipline us. Then we, this is the sign that God loves us. God truly being with us.
所以，同样的，当我们在生活上听到神在教导我们，或者是责备我们的话，这个其实在表达神对我们的爱。
Now, listen to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看一下希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 7.
希伯来书十二章第七节。
Chapter 12 from verse 9, sorry. Chapter 12 from verse, chapter 12 verse from 5, sorry.
从第五节开始，希伯来书十二章从第五节开始。
Chapter 12 verse 5. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint, when you are reproved by him. Verse 6.
第六节。
But those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourge every son whom he receives. 7.
第七节。
It is for the discipline that you endure, God deal with you as with the sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Verse 8.
第八节。
But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Verse 9. Furthermore, we had an earthly father to discipline us, and we respect them. And shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of the Spirit and lives? Verse 10.
第十节。
And for they discipline us for a short time as it seemed the best to them, but he discipline us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Verse 11. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it afterwards yield the peaceful fruits of righteousness. Verse 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak, knee the feeble. Verse 13. So make a straight path for your feet so that the limbs, which is the limb, may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. And this passage is a famous passage about the father's discipline.
这段经节是很知名的关于父亲的管教。
So God loves us, then there is a following of discipline.
因为神爱我们，所以神就会管教。
Because the nature of our life, we are flesh, so easily we can distract our life from the truth and the right path.
我们本性就是很容易离开我们当走的道路。
So that's why, because the Bible, if you look at when we go back to the Bible, Bible telling us a lot of messages is concerning of our discipline, actually.
在圣经其实有很多经节都是关于我们关于管教的事件。
A lot of a message, it's sounds like a negative, actually.
从某个角度听起来似乎是很负面的。
But yet, turn around everything to be very positive, because discipline is the message helping us change the direction from the flesh to the spirit.
但是在正面来看，这些都是对我们很有帮助的。
So the Jeremiah is always a bring to the people in Israel to negative, you know, to the messages.
因为耶利米总是跟以色列人民报这些很负面性的信息。
The people doesn't like to listen to him.
所以人民很不愿意听他所讲的话。
But actually, the false prophet brought the very positive report, positive messages.It seems like always bring the great hope to the Israelites.
而这些假先知呢，却总是讲这些听起来很好的信息，给他们一些盼望。
So we are as Christians. Once we are mature, we are mature Christian.
当我们能够做一个成熟的基督徒时候，
that we do not take all the always to the what I like to listen to.
我们就不会总是想要听那些甜言蜜语了。
But what I need is important. What we need in our spiritual life is important.
而我们知道我们属灵方面需要听的这些话，我们愿意听。
The important thing is what is the ultimate the purpose and goal is important things.
这就在乎我们知不知道我们最终的目标是什么。
The Jeremiah continues to talk about the coming of judgment.
在耶利米书总是讲到 将会面临的审判。
Ask his people to accept it and then to go to the exile to the Babylon.
那他总是叫耶利米叫人民就是将来以后会被驱出到巴比伦去。
So the giving up, you can giving up your country, you can giving up your land, and then you can surrender to go to the foreign land.
他告诉人民，你要放弃留在本土的这个盼望，而离开这里去巴比伦。
Which is very hard to take it actually.
所以这个是很让人很难接受的。
But then that's the message from God through the Jeremiah.
但是这个却是神叫耶利米传达给人民的信息。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书的二十九章。
This is the message is coming from God to Jeremiah.
这个就是神告诉耶利米的信息。
God actually asked them the people to go to the Babylon, verse 10.For thus say the Lord, when 70 years have been complete for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
第十节，主神如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们乃回此地。
So God talked to his people.Go to stay there for 70 years.
所以神就告诉人民，你们要去那里住七十年。
So the verse 11 remind to his people says.
在十一节，神提醒他们说。
For I know the plan that I have for you, declare the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you the future and a hope.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So talk to his people. This is my plan. You submit it. Then don't think that this is a calamity. Actually, for welfare.
所以告诉神告诉人民说，不要想这是灾祸的意念，而是赐平安的。
But still, you go there. You will see me too.
你们就这样听从的去，然后你们将来会再见我的。
Verse 14.
十四节说。
And I will be found by you, declare the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes, and they will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places where I have driven you, declare the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
主说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到各处召集来了。
Do we know even the Jacob in his life after he received the blessing from his father?
我们知道，就连雅各，他接受他的父亲给他的祝福之后
，God sending him to his uncle's place for 20 years.
神把他派到他舅舅家住了二十年。
And physically very it's kind of challenging and a very stressful life for 20 years actually.
他在那里住了二十年，在肉体上面说是非常艰苦的。
So within our Christian life, we God's arrangement for our life is.It's good that we can discerning and we can find out the God's will carefully.
所以在我们平常生活的时候，我们也需要很小心的注意神的对我们的旨意是什么。
Because the Israel's their sin is reached up to God enough, now God take action for them for their consequence of their sin.
因为以色列人民他们多年来的长期得罪神，所以神现在要审判他们。
So the message from Jeremiah, receive it.
所以耶利米给他们的信息是，你们就应当接受。
But false prophets saying that there's no such things to come upon to them.
但是这些假先知却说根本没有这回事。
To which is that they're no longer they have no chance to fix themselves to be sanctify themselves actually.
因为他们听这种信息的话，他们就没有机会 将自己在成圣。
And if we could go back to Jeremiah chapter 14.
再看回耶利米书十四章。
Verse from 10.
第十节开始。
Yeah, 10 to 12.
第十到十二节。
Thus say the Lord to these people, even so they have a love to wander, they have not kept their feet in check. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and call their sins to account. Verse 11.
11节.
And so the Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of these people. But we can tell that God's anger reached up quite high.
在这里可以看到神已经对他们发怒到极点。
Because these people never checked their feet in their way.
因为这些人他们从来不没有看他们的脚步是在往哪里行。
If you look at the Bible, Jeremiah keep on talk about the right path.
在耶利米书常常讲到正确的道路。
In chapter 2, we talk about the broken cistern.
在第二章有提到这个破坏的池子。
Because they follow the Egypt and Assyria.
因为他们一直在跟随亚述还有埃及。
So which is their step is instead of to God toward God but toward the world.
就表示他们的脚步不是在往神那里去，而是往世界那里去。
You look at the chapter, Jeremiah chapter 3.
我们也看一下耶利米书的第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
第三章二十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 21, a voice is here heard on the very heights, the weeping and the supplication of the son of Israel, because they have perverted their way. God also reminding them of their way they step on.
在二十一节，神提醒他们走了弯曲之道。
They follow the step is not what God demand, God instruct them.
因为他们走的道路不是神要他们走的地方。
And this is the way is the way for the final destructions and also the final judgment.
因为他们走的地方就是领他们到最后会被消灭的地方。
And look at the chapter 18.
也看一下十八节。
Chapter 18 verse 11.
耶利米书十八节十一十八章十一节。
This also God talk about the way. Yeah, Chapter 18, verse 11.
十八章的十一节。
So now the speak to the man of Judah and against the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus say the Lord, behold, I am fashioning the calamity against you and devising the plan against you, or turn back each of you from his evil way, reform your ways and your deed. So here they're reminding the people to turn away from the evil ways.
在这里又一次的提醒他们要当回头离开所行的恶道。
This is the message is continue to talk about the wrong way path, ask them to change it.
在耶利米书常常会提到要离开他们原走的恶道。
In chapter 21, Jeremiah chapter 21,
耶利米书的二十一章
verse 8,
二十一章第八节。
Chapter 21, verse 8 and 9.
第八第九节。
Chapter 21, verse 8 and 9.
第八第九节。
You shall also say to the people, the say the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Verse 9.
第九。
He who dwell in this city will die by the sword and by famine and by the pestilence. But he who goes out and fall away to the Chaldeans,who are besieging you will live, and he will have his own life as a booty. He also mentioned about God setting us before us to have two ways, a way of life and a way of death.
在这里，神告诉他们有一个去有两条路走，一个是生命的路，一个是死亡的路。
So anybody who do not submit to God, so they stay dwell in the city, they all died.
那些不愿听从神的，留在城中的，必 必会死去。
So God continued throughout the book of Jeremiah, constantly message to the people is change from your evil way, change from the perverted way, and choose the right path.
耶利米书所以从头到尾，神不断地告诉人民说，你们要改变你们本来所行的恶道，而归向我。
If you stubborn, if you don't change, then the judgment really come upon to you, make you perish.
你要是不再转头的话，那这些灾祸必将你全部的灭绝掉。
So Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 11 and 12, God says.
所以十四章的十一十二节，神说。
And he mentioned that no matter how many times you pray and you're fasting and but you cried out, but I don't want to listen to you.
在这里说，这些百姓不管他们祷告多久，禁食。
This is the most kind of ultimate and God's determination. Because his own people even cried out to him, but he doesn't want to listen to them.
我想这个就是神放弃他们的时候，因为神不再听他们的呼求了。
And let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 19.Jeremiah chapter 14 verse from 19 to 22 is this one is a prayer.
19节到22节是一个祷告。
And the prayer from the Jeremiah.
耶利米的祷告。
And again, the verse 19, he cried out to God, said, "How does thou completely reject the Judah?
你全然弃掉犹大吗
？Why you hate the Zion?
你心厌恶西安吗
？Why you don't healing us?
为何无法医治我们呢
？That we wait for peace, but nothing good came.
我们指望平安，却得不着好处。
So his frustrations within him, but God doesn't do any change his mind to.Mercy upon his people.
我们可以看出耶利米诗中很多的，很多的忧虑，但是神却不改变。
So he prayed to God for behalf of Israelites.
耶利米帮人民跟神祷告。
So the verse 20, instead of the people prayed to God for the repentance, actually he prayed to God for the repent for his people instead of people pray for to God.
耶利米就为这些人民来为他们的罪孽来忏悔，而不是人民来忏悔。
So do not reject his own people.
他求神不要离弃他的人民。
So continue to give them mercy unto them.
他求神继续施神的施恩典给他们。
It's important that we learn that our Christian life.
所以我们知道。做一个基督徒一生
，husband is the head of the family 啊。
丈夫就是一家之主。
Husband is we have to pray for our family 啊。
做丈夫就要为一家人祷告。
Good. And also in the church, all the council board and the minister have to pray for the church 啊。
那一整个教会呢，传道跟所有的负责人就要为。每一位传教会的人祷告
，especially when their church have a sin within，
尤其教会中有罪的时候
，and our leaders' prayer is very important。
那做领导者的祷告就非常重要。
We know the book of Exodus when Moses went up to Mount Carmel and while he received the Ten Commandments。
我们知道，在出埃及记的时候，摩西到加米山上。
His people corrupted, and then they making the golden calf and worship it.
但在山下，人民已经开始败坏，造金犊来拜了。
And God gave them the message. God gave him a message. These people is corrupted.
神告诉摩西说，这些人民已经败坏了。
So he received the Ten Commandments late, and they came down. He find out these people really, the worship the idol.
摩西从山上下来的时候，发现人民都在拜这个金牛犊。
So actually, he destroyed this Ten Commandments in front of the people.
其实摩西把这两个石板在人民眼前把它砸碎了。
Actually, it make a pottery and let them to drink with it.
把这个牛犊打碎之后叫磨成粉，叫人们喝掉。
I think this action is showing that these people is not worthy enough to receive the commandments.
他的意思也就是告诉人民。你们不配得神给你们这个十诫。
But yet Moses turned around, he prayed to God.
但是摩西却转回头上山，又为人民祷告。
That's why the book of Exodus chapter 32 and 32:3 and here, continued to pray to God.
所以摩西上山之后，在出埃及记三十二章，他继续为人民。
At the beginning, God doesn't want to listen to him.
刚开始的时候，神却并不想要听他。
Even Moses, he prayed, but yet God doesn't want him to go. But he wants to send the angel to lead his people.
虽然神摩西如何的祷告，神说我不要再跟他们走，而是我派一个天使带他们走。
But second time he prayed harder.
第二次呢，摩西就祷告更积极的祷告。
The God changed eventually.
神就最后最终改变主意。
The third time when Moses prayed to God and then God changed his mind.
第三次的时候，神就真的改变他的主意。
So he promised to God, he promised Moses, "My presence shall be with you, and I will give you rest."
最后神应许。摩西，我将与你同在。
After he received the assurance, and then he stopped. He finished his prayer actually.
当他得到神的应许之后，他才结束他的祷告。
So prayer, it is important.
所以一个领导者的祷告非常重要。
In Jeremiah chapter 14, here God already determined for his people to have this drought. Yeah.
在耶利米书十四章，神已经预定要降干旱灾旱灾给这个人民。
Because the people is already corrupted.
因为人民已经非常的败坏了。
And also within the religious wise, a lot of a false prophet sending the message about the wrong message to the people to make people more confused.
而且有一群的先知一直在。讲假预言。
So in this kind of the situations, Jeremiah he prayed to God.
就在这种情况下，耶利米跟神祈求。
So we can say this is an intercede prayer.
我们就可以说这是一个代祷。
It's our job. We can say our task given task all the people today here.
我们可以说，这个是神其实教导我们每一位当做的事。
Especially nowadays, the 21st century, we are the situation is easily get to lazier about our desiring of seeking God.
尤其在现今二十一世纪，人们都都没有这个心态，非常的懒散了。
His second coming is a blessing for those who prepared.
主耶稣的再临呢，是降福给那些有预备的人。
But those who do not prepare his second coming is become their judgment.
那些没有准备的人，主耶稣的来临，将是他们的审判。
Now always we can remember what is our priority in our life.
所以我们要常常问自己，我们一生的最优先是什么
？So that we can seeking God first.
所以我们当求。神的国为先。
So do not let this happen that our cistern has no water.
这样我们的池子就不会空的。
So we can continue receiving the grace of God.
我们能够继续的得到神的祝福。
Let us remember that Jeremiah his prayer.
让我们记得耶利米在这里的祷告。
And also his frustration.
还有他心中这种慌这种
So we can pray for our family.
我们也以这种心态来为家人祷告。
We can pray for our church.
我们为我们的教会祷告。
And so that the true church continue to be the church's awakener.
那真耶稣教会才能是一直保持一个进行
的
教会。
We know that we studied the book of Revelation on the Tuesday.
我们知道在礼拜二的时候，我们都在查考启示录。
The ones we look at the seven churches.
当启示录提到这七间教会的时候
，the most of churches are actually quite shaken.
每一间教会他们都站不已经站不稳了。
A lot of false teachings upon to the church.
因为每一间教会都领的很多假的教导。
Even in the true church at that time, Satan's synagogue of Satan, which is Satan's the center, even is in the church too.
在这里说，连在神的真教会里面也有撒旦的殿。
So on the last day battle, we know the battlegrounds. We can say, where's the battleground?
我们常常讲启示录讲到这最后一个战场，这
个
战场在哪里
？We are not talk about the physical in a third world war.
我们不再是谈第世界第三大战了。
We talk about the spiritual warfare on the last day.
我们在讲。在末日的属灵战争
That's Armageddon war, actually.
这个是亚马基顿大战
So we have to prepare ourselves.
我们每一位都要准备自己
With the true prayer.
以非常虔诚的祷告
2,000 years ago, Jesus asked us to keep praying.
2,000 多年之前，耶稣教导我们要祷告
Because our flesh is weak.
因为我们肉体软弱
So our spirit is willing.
虽然我们的灵是愿意的
But only we can overcome ourselves through the prayer
我们只能借着祷告才能够战胜自己
So do not let our spirit, our Christian faith into the facing of the temptation
不要让我们能够不要让我们自己碰到这些试探
So we can finish up for the Jeremiah chapter 14
所以今天我们就耶利米书十四章这里结束
God continue to guide us and help us, strengthening us
愿神继续的带领我们也加添我们力量
Our church never losing our identity
让真耶稣教会我们做真耶稣教会的信徒不能失去我们的身份
They keep the truth within us
我们将真理紧紧保守
And also we have to awaken ourselves too
还有随时惊醒
Let's all kneel down and pray together
我们一同跪下祷告
And continue to pray for Sister Maria And also pray for Jim Dye's father Continue to pray for him also
请大家继续为玛利亚姐妹还有戴翔一家人
And Mike Stacy's sister also include pray for us
还有 Mike Stacy 的姐妹
Let's all pray.
请大家祷告。